Hey, everybody. Just a heads up that Milton will be offering a new class in the new year. This will be a combination technique and script analysis class. It's going to begin on January 6th, and it's an 8-week session. So it runs from January 6th through February 25th. Classes will be held once a week on Saturdays from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time over Zoom. So if you are interested, email Walker, that's me, at questionsformilton@gmail.com. Questionsformilton@gmail.com, and we'll get you signed up. Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
So, Annabelle got to go back to work. So you had a day of shooting?
Yes, we had a day of shooting, and everyone was just like so happy to be back. It wasn't weird at all.
Oh, good. Oh,
yeah,
good.
It was fun.
I've told you, Annabelle's playing twin sisters, witches that are like thousands of years old, and they have fallen apart. And so, anyway, I mean, it was really frustrating because we had worked on one witch, and Annabelle's a pain in the ass because she just doesn't accept everything I say, which I'm used to. And so she, no, I don't like that. I can't play that. No, I can't play it. No, I don't want to put it. Anyway, and then when she gets it, so the first time she got it, the writer's strike was on, but she got a wonderful text from the writer who said, sorry, I can't be there, but I hear your work is wonderful. So we were very, very pleased about that. And then we started working on the twin sister, and it was rough. And we worked on it, and then there was a strike. And so 3 months later, I heard from her, and she said, I think we're going to go back to work next week. And so she said, let's work on it again. And we worked on it again. And they didn't go back to work next week. So at any rate, this has been a hard time coming. But so I just heard from her. She wanted to know what work she could do in preparation, because we have, again, same thing with Karim. We have done massive amounts of background work. I mean, we built a past. We built a journey she made after she left the witchhood and opened a restaurant. I mean, it's like all sorts of things. We've even built a relationship with the people that work for her in the restaurant. So she, again, is at that point where all of the facts of the piece, and this is a TV miniseries, so not as complicated as a play, but all of the facts have, in a sense, been earned. I mean, when I say Annabelle's a pain in the ass, it's because she asks every question. My God, it's just like, and so, yes, but what about, yes, but what about, yes, but what about, yes, but what about? And she really keeps me awake at night. As I'm going to sleep, I'm thinking, wait a second. As soon as her husband gives her a puppy, she must sense something is going on. So I have to get up and write it down or something. And so then we get in touch the next day. But I just heard from her a minute ago, and she was saying that the fill in the blanks as the character were really helpful. And I thought that would be interesting for you just to talk about briefly for group and podcast about how you found them helpful.
Well, I just really like sat down to start doing them, but I really enjoyed doing them because I kind of knew the answers to all of them. So it was like, there was, well, not that I knew the answers, but because we've done so much background work and we built such a rich history, I now have like the freedom to have fun and improvise and explore. So it's not that I know the answers already, but I get to like discover them in a way that feels very free and not like, ooh, I don't know, or what's the right answer, or yeah, I feel like I know who I am.
And the interesting thing about it after you've done the work is you can access believably plot points. And that's really difficult. I mean, listen, I've said this before. I'm very unpopular in many circles because I have these sweeping generalizations like film is about plot and plays are about character. And that's when people always say, wait a second, they're character, but that's not the point. The point is there is a lot of plot. You know, in a play, there's not so much plot. There doesn't have to be. I mean, there's a lot of past. There's a lot of backstory. But in this one, there's plot. I mean, she wakes up in the morning, and by the end of the day, she's going to be dead. So, I mean, she wakes up in the morning, her husband gives her a puppy, and she says, you know, they have a little bit of a discussion about the fact that she doesn't want to have children, and that she told him that, and that he said he'd marry her anyway. And then while going to her restaurant, suddenly out the window, she sees her twin sister who has found her. And so, I mean, it's just like, it's plot after plot after plot.
Well, and they're always throwing new plot at you too. And so, you like when we found out about the history of like the Manson murders being involved and, you know, and it's like, and the plot doesn't really mean anything unless like, it only matters as much as like, it means something to you. But they told me like on set a couple days ago, they were like, oh, actually 2 weeks has passed between this scene and this scene. Because I had like a wound that was magically healed. So yeah. No one knows what they're doing. Everyone's freestyling, which is encouraging because that's how I feel most of the time. But Jennifer Lynch, the director, she's gone to great lengths to express to me that like she doesn't, that she cares most about the performance and the exploring those like two twins, and so as much space and time as we need for that we can have. And she's like, I'm not going to gloss over something to get the shot. So
mind you, the added thing is tomorrow Annabelle gets to meet her double. And so I said, the question is, will you be able to say to your double? So just so you understand, this is how I'm playing that scene when I'm her. And that's going to be so interesting.
Yeah, so we're doing a rehearsal tomorrow with the director. And I mean, I'm used to like auditions. I'm used to acting with a wall, so I mean, if worse comes to worse.
Yes, of course.
But it's a little, it's definitely unsettling.
No, I think it's just weird. Yes, Annabelle has added a whole new level to my skill set because we really worked on this one character. We really, and you got the point of view, and then all of a sudden, she found out that they're doing both characters in the same scene on the same day. And so it's like, you know, talk about changing horses in the middle of the stream. Anyway, it's been hilariously fun.
So listen, just a reminder, our sponsor, WeAudition.com, is a total full-service platform for actors. where you can find a reader. You can put yourself on tape. You can get an acting coach. It's also really cheap. You sign up for like $10 a month. However, the good news is anybody who listens to our podcast gets a 25% discount by plugging in the code acting class. Anyway, I suggest that you try it out because it's terrific.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Anyway, but I'm glad the fill-in-the-blanks have worked. I do find they're very useful because, Josephine, who was in my class in Sweden, had the first experience with doing fill-in-the-blanks. And, well, although she'd been in my class on Saturdays, but being able to move it from just fill-in-the-blank as me to fill in the blank as the character, and then fill in the blank as the first sentence in a one-minute monologue, maybe a minute, I just think is a great gift. I have to say, my friend Deb Margolin used it in her playwriting class, which I sat in on at Yale. And I just thought, this is the best exercise because it does free you up. And that's...
It's like a structured way of talking out.
Yeah, it's a... Yeah, it is. And because you're talking out, you start to own it internally, which talking out does. Anyway, so I thought I'd pull Annabelle in so she could update us.
We'll have much more material next week.
Excellent. It's been fun to work on. I have to say it's a better script than some. And it's just really fun. And the fact that you were able to be so outrageous as the one sister, and they let you do it, I thought was really good.
Yeah, well, what I've like started to like notice on this job and other jobs is that like they're always so excited when you come with ideas and choices.
Yeah, I just think it's I mean it really is. I'm happy Christina sent you to me because most people don't do that. I think nobody told them that as an actor, you can actually make a choice and contribute to the lines.
Yeah, especially like in a medium that's not an actor's medium.
Yeah. And so few do. I mean, you really do understand that I'm choosing between 12 people who are all doing pretty much the same performance because they have an intelligent reading of the lines. And so I'm going to look at it and say, well, you know, the guy is dark haired, so maybe we should have a blonde. Which one was the blonde again? And so that's, we say, yes, oh, that's fine. Yeah, we'll have the blonde. We'll go with the blonde because everybody's pretty much the same.
So basically, you're saying that you're digging deep. You're digging real deep to get where you're trying to get to.
Yeah. And that's like when it's fun. You know, that's when it's like that's like the best part where it's like I feel so grateful and appreciative and lucky that I get to have this part, and like now I got the part, now I really get to have fun and like get creative and really like dig in because it's mine now.
Did you audition for this? I never asked you.
No, they not this part. They asked me, they sent me an audition and I didn't do it. And then they came back a week later offering me the part. And then they were like, oh, and by the way, it's two parts.
Once in a while. Enjoy that moment. Once.
That like never happens. That never happens. I've had to audition for like every single thing I've had.
No, I, yes, I know. Never happens. Yes, definitely enjoy it. All right, gang darlings. Well, this was fun. Thank you, Annabelle, for dropping in.
Thank you for having me.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is hosted by Milton Justice and produced by Walker Vreeland. Music is by Jeffrey Keezer and Nicholas Gabrielson. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast if you can. Our website is idontneedanactingclass.com, where you can find tons of other resources, including articles Milton's written and emails he has sent to his students over the years. So check that out. You can also find us on Instagram at idontneedanactingclass. Thank you for being here today. We wish you a wonderful week, and we'll see you back here next Tuesday.